The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach and passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In the Jewish tradition, there are some foods which are considered to be unclean, and because of this, they were forbidden from eating them. Yet today in this gospel, we hear Christ declare all foods to be clean. On the one hand, if you're someone who happens to consume meat, this is a good reminder to give thanks to God for the gift that is bacon. On the other, it's also important to recognize the rest of today's gospel. It's not about the food that makes us clean or unclean. It's about us. It's about what we think. It's about what we do. It's about what we say. Because evil thoughts become evil words, which in turn become evil actions. And each step along this way is what defiles us. Now, I want to be clear. This does not mean that intrusive thoughts are evil. This does not mean that emotions are evil. This does not mean that initial movements of our souls or our thoughts and minds and hearts are evil. These things come to us unbidden, and so we are not responsible for these initial movements. There are even some illnesses of the mind that can cause these things too, and again, when this is the case, this is not evil. We are not responsible for these initial impulses, these initial thoughts, these initial bad things. They come from us, but we are not held morally responsible, morally culpable for them. But all of these are exceptions to the rule. For most of us, while the initial feeling and the emotion and the thought isn't sinful, dwelling on it can be. We might become angry about something, at someone. And so recognizing and acknowledging that anger is good, healthy even, but dwelling on it is not. Fomenting it is not. Sustaining that anger is not. These things aren't good. These things aren't healthy. Because thoughts become words, and words become actions. And if we allow these evil thoughts to become evil words, then the evil words become evil actions. This is what defiles us. Again, my brothers and sisters, it's not what goes into us that defiles us. Our ancient Jewish ancestors would have been reluctant to ever eat bacon, which is really a goodness, a gift from God. And on some level, perhaps proof that God exists. But what comes out of us is what defiles us. The evil thoughts, the evil words, the evil actions.